إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. We begin by sending our praise and our thanks and our gratitude towards our Creator Allah, the one and only worthy of worship. And we ask Him to send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad and all those who follow in His footsteps. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us amongst them in word and deed. Ameen. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared. Be conscious of your Creator as He deserves, and do not die except in a state of Islam. May Allah allow us to meet Him in a state of Islam while He's pleased with us. Ameen. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها وأزيد ومن جاء بالسيئة فجزاؤه سيئة مثلها أو أغفر ومن تقرب مني شبرا تقربت منه ذراعا ومن تقرب مني ذراعا تقربت منه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة ومن لقيني بقراب الأرض خطيئة لا يشرك بي شيئا لقيتها بمثلها مغفرة. سبحان الله. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah the Almighty says, whoever does a good deed will have the reward of 10 like it, and I may increase it even more. And whoever does an evil deed will be punished for just one evil deed, or I may even forgive. And whoever draws close to me a hand span, then I will draw close to him an arm's length. And whoever draws close to me an arm's length, I will draw close to him two arm's length. And whoever comes to me walking, I will go to him running. And whoever meets me with enough sins to fill the earth, but he does not associate any partners with me, then I will meet him with just as much forgiveness. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. So there you have it, brothers and sisters. The dynamics of our relationship with our Creator, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The rules of the game, if you want to use that language. Allah makes every single human being three promises. Promise number one is that good deeds are multiplied while sins are not. Promise number two, if you go on a path towards Allah, He will come even closer to you. And promise number three is that forgiveness is always available to those who seek it. No matter what you've done, no matter what your history has been and for how long. And some of you guys are saying, Abdurrahman, you don't know my history. Some of you are saying it's been years and decades. Some of you are saying, Abdurrahman, you don't know the size of my sins. And guess what? You're all right. I don't know your history. I wasn't there for the 20, 30, 40 years. I didn't see the size of your sins. But guess who did? And He still gives you life, doesn't He? And He still brought you here to this masjid, didn't He? And He still made sure this message reached you, didn't He? Subhanallah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ They have not estimated Allah properly. They don't think much of Allah, do they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا And whoever does evil or wrongs himself, but then seeks forgiveness from Allah, will find Allah forgiving and merciful. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. Brothers, please silence your phones if they're still on and move up and fill up all the gaps. Jazakum Allah khair. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise belongs to the Creator, and may His peace and blessings be upon the best of creation. Brothers and sisters, the theme of this beautiful hadith can be summed up in one sentence, and that is, whoever sincerely seeks a path to their Creator, Allah will guarantee a response. Whoever takes that step, Allah guarantees him the next steps. That is the theme here. But sincerity is needed. Sincerity shows up in the way you approach. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to really think of an answer. What would you say about a person who is playing a game that is rigged in his favor and still loses? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the default, the starting point, is you do one good deed, I start at 10, and I may go more, and there's many times where Allah goes more. So every time you do one good deed, it's already 10 times more. Meanwhile, He says, when you do an evil deed, I start at 1, and I may go down. Allah may just forgive you. Many different avenues of forgiveness. These are the rules of this dunya that you're living. What do you say about a person who has these rules and still loses? Do you think that person made any effort at all? Do you think that person is deserving of reward? Or does he truly deserve the punishment? May Allah Ta'ala protect us from his punishment. These are the rules that Allah has given you. These are the guarantees that Allah has given all of us. And the second thing I want to mention, and it's very important, stop thinking about the whole journey. Think about the next step. Don't overwhelm yourself with how far you need to go. And sometimes I talk to brothers about salah, and they say, well, if I start, I have to pray my whole life. Look at shaitan's tricks. If I start being a good person, I have to commit my whole life. You do, but you don't have to overwhelm yourself, and you convince yourself to just be more and more evil. Yesterday, we lost somebody who was 29 years old. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him. You may be next. Stop postponing, and stop overwhelming yourself. Think about the next step. One step, that's all you have to think about. What did Allah say? Whoever goes to Him walking, meaning you're not even putting in as that much effort, Allah will come to you running anyway. You go to Allah a handspan. This is a small distance. He comes to you in arm's length. Allah will always give you more than you put in. But you have to put in. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Hasn't the time come for those who believe for their hearts to become humble and submit to the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? And let them not be like those who were given the scripture before, who were spoiled for so long that their hearts became hardened, and many of them are wicked. Allah says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Those who strive for us, those who struggle for Allah, we will surely guide them to our ways, and Allah is truly with those who do good. So brothers and sisters, Allah is giving you an offer, and He's giving you a guarantee. The offer is this: full forgiveness and a brighter future in this world and the next. And the guarantee that your Lord has given you is that He has rigged the game in your favor, and He also guarantees that He will help you with step 2, step 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But you have to take step 1. So the only question that remains is, will you accept Allah's offer, and will you accept Allah's guarantee?